Hi everybody, this is Alice of Community Education Arts, and I'm so excited to be announcing and reading to you our final four passages selected for each book in our 2021 NICE project. NICE is, of course, Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo, and our project every year selects four classic books, and we also select four passages, one from each book, to focus on. Today, we're announcing the final four passages, and I get to read them to you. I'm so excited. The first passage is from Sula, which was published in 1973 by Toni Morrison. During lovemaking, she found and needed to find the cutting edge. When she left off cooperating with her body and began to assert herself in the act, particles of strength gathered in her like steel shavings drawn to a spacious magnetic center, forming a tight cluster that nothing, it seemed, could break. And there was at most irony and outrage in lying under someone in a position of surrender, feeling her own abiding strength and limitless power. But the cluster did break, fall apart, and in her panic to hold it together, she leaped from the edge into soundlessness and went down howling, howling in a stinging awareness of the endings of things, an eye of sorrow in the midst of all that hurricane rage of joy. There, in the center of that silence, was not eternity, but the death of time and a loneliness so profound the word itself had no meaning. For loneliness assumed the absence of other people, and the solitude she found in that desperate terrain had never admitted the possibility of other people. She wept then, tears for the deaths of the littlest things, the castaway shoes of children, broken stems of marsh grass battered and drowned by the sea, prom photographs of dead women she never knew, wedding rings in pawn shop windows, the tiny bodies of Cornish hens in a nest of rice. Our second standalone passage is from The Yellow Wallpaper, published in 1892 by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. I really have discovered something at last. Through watching so much at night, when it changes so, I have finally found out. The front pattern does move, and no wonder. The woman behind shakes it. Sometimes I think there are a great many women behind, and sometimes only one, and she crawls around fast, and her crawling shakes it all over. Then in the very bright spots she keeps still, and in the very shady spots she just takes hold of the bars and shakes them hard. And she is all the time trying to climb through, but nobody could climb through that pattern. It's strangled so. I think that is why it has so many heads. They get through, and then the pattern strangles them off and turns them upside down and makes their eyes white. Our third passage is from A Wrinkle in Time, published in 1962 by Madeline L'Engle. It seemed to travel with her, to sweep her aloft in the power of song, so that she was moving in glory among the stars, and for a moment she, too, felt that the words darkness and light had no meaning, and only this melody was real. Our fourth passage is from Tarzan of the Apes, published in 1912 by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I am Tarzan of the Apes. I want you. I am yours. You are mine. We live here together always in my house. I will bring you the best of fruits, the tenderest deer, the finest meats that roam the jungle. I will hunt for you. I am the greatest of the jungle fighters. I will fight for you. I am the mightiest of the jungle fighters. You are Jane Porter. I saw it in your letter. When you see this, you will know that it is for you and that Tarzan of the Apes loves you. So those are our four standalone passages from our four books, Sula, The Yellow Wallpaper, A Wrinkle in Time, and Tarzan of the Apes. You can always find more information on our website, cearts.org, cearts.org, under the tab for the 2021 7th Annual NICE Project. And we hope that you can join us for our workshops. We have a workshop on Thursday, August 19th that covers Sula. That's at 7 to 8 p.m. in the evening. On Thursday, the 26th of August from 7 to 8 p.m., we have a workshop on The Yellow Wallpaper. And on Thursday, the 2nd of September from 7 to 8 p.m., A Wrinkle in Time. And on Thursday, the 9th of September, from 7 to 8 p.m., we have a workshop for Tarzan of the Apes. All of the workshops are in Zoom. They're all on a Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., and we hope you can join us. They're all free. You can get more information on the website. You're also welcome to look at these books and standalone passages on your own. You don't have to come to a workshop or listen to any of the podcasts or anything like that to submit to the project. You can submit your inspired creations by September 23rd just by going to our website, cearts.org, going to the NICE page and finding the submission form and just fill that in, send it out to us in email along with images of your inspired creations. And if you do submit anything, or if you just want to see what other people have submitted, you are welcome to join us for our presentation event on Thursday, September 30th from 7 to 8 p.m. That will also be at Zoom, so if you're interested, just send us an email and we will send you the join information. So enjoy the books, create some inspired, wonderful artwork, and submit it. Thank you for listening. That's our announcement for the 4 standalone passages for the 2021 NICE Project.